With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. At a campaign rally in Gastonia, North Carolina, Donald Trump says he will fix the two main problems facing America.
As we rescue our economy, I will also restore our borders. Again, I believe the borders are the single biggest problem that this country's had in 100 years.
Donald Trump says he puts everything on the line for his supporters and needs them to go out and vote for him.
Together we have overcome every attack, every abuse, and even two assassination attempts. I remember them. And now it all comes down to this.
Also at SRNnews.com, GOP Senate candidate Tim Sheehy of Montana says it's time for a new commander-in-chief.
I mean, what's going on with our national defense is disgraceful, you know, and this is a longstanding problem that has gotten exponentially worse in the last 3.5 years. And the number one problem is we don't have leadership, civilian leadership, focusing on combat lethality for our military.
He says the military has seen a major decline, and the biggest factor has been a lack of focus on combat lethality for the U.S. military.
Our men and women, their number one priority must always be the ability to close with and kill the enemy. That's a fact. That's what they are meant to do. Whether it's flying jets, driving submarines, or shooting a rifle, they have to be ready to kill the enemy in defense of their nation.
She says during the Biden-Harris administration, the focus has shifted toward things like greenhouse emissions for fighter jets and DEI standards for military promotions. Sheehy was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. When you log on to SRNnews.com, you'll find more on these stories, news, analysis, headlines, and much more online anytime at SRNnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor, and this is SRN News. A new look at America's attitudes about LGBT issues with SRN's Michael Harrington.
It comes from the Public Religion Research Institute, and it finds that 66% of adults support gay marriage. However, 57% say your driver's license and other government IDs should bear the gender you were born as, not the one you may be living as now. Americans are split on laws that would bar a parent from helping their child undergo a sex change operation. 47% support such laws, 49% do not. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican group is undertaking a new effort this year to door-to-door outreach to those Jewish voters who have a history of backing GOP candidates. The Republican Jewish Coalition is focusing on 5 battleground states to boost Donald Trump over Kamala Harris on the November 5th election. Surveys show that Jews vote Democrat most of the time, but the group is hoping that the door knocking will peel off enough votes to make a difference. This is SRN News. A drug maker benefits from COVID. John Scott has more.
A boost from COVID-19 treatment sales helped push Pfizer to a better-than-expected third quarter and higher forecast for the year. Demand for the drug maker's Paxlovid treatment, spurred by the latest COVID wave and a U.S. national stockpile delivery, led to $2.7 billion in sales for the drug. The company also cited sales growth from several other drugs as total revenue climbed 31% to $17.7 billion in the recently completed quarter. John Scott reporting.
The last 3 hospitals still partially functioning in northern Gaza have been encircled by Israeli troops and caught amid fighting for weeks. Beleaguered staff inside struggle to treat waves of the wounded while haunted by Israeli military raids conducted by them late last year. The Kamal Adwan, Al-Adwa, and Indonesian hospitals still have not recovered from the damage. You'll find more on these stories when you log on to SRNnews.com.